Almighty so Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who say to send me on supply apostles, many from the men that are to see which you see and seen them, and to hear the thing which you have not heard them. But as from blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ear for thee, he may be worthy to hear, to act according to holy gospels, through the prayers of your saints. Remember, O also our master of bidden remembrance applications, that we which apart unto Lord our God, those have already fallen asleep, report them who are sick, heal them, for you are the life of us all, salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all. Is marot in jetis nif and ebran if trois and tenigom kirie if log is on it to kata methion again evangelium to ananusma.
Fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel. Our reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Matthew, the evangelist and the pure disciple. May his blessings be with us all. From the Psalms of our teacher, David the prophet, may his blessings be with us all. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Mubarak le'ati bismi rabbil al-kuwait, rabbina alana wa khalasna wa lakna kullana, our Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, and yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. All the deacons, remove your phones. All the deacons, remove your phones. Thank you. So we start the Great Lent, the first week of the Great Lent. And I wanted to read in the Matin, the Psalms that we read it in the Gospel. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my firm support and my refuge and my deliverer, my God, my helper, in whom I will trust. And I will start the sermon today by this Psalms, this verse from the Psalms. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my firm support and my refuge and my deliverer, my God, my helper, my whom I will trust. And this is exactly why we are fasting. So that's why if we start the fast by, we are very angry sometimes, or sometimes we are very sad, and we start to change the food and we remove some foods from our plates, and that's why this is the problem, and we are very, oh my God, like we just finished already the fast, the last fast, the small fast, like in the Christmas, and we're going to start the new fast now. We have 3 days, we have four, we have Wednesday and Friday, and we have also another fast with the 3 days for Jonah. Oh my God, Abuna, it's too much on us. It's too much. The church now, like, quickly. And if we consider the fasting, this is a heavy thing on our shoulders, we will not enjoy the fast. We will never enjoy the fast. That's why I start the sermon by this verse, I love you, my God, my Lord, from my heart, my deep heart. So I'm giving you, I'm fasting because I love you. So first of all, let's go. That's why if we think, it's a thing that we change plate in only some food, we change some food only in the fasting, it's going to be very hard for us. But if I have to change my mind why I'm fasting, it's a spiritual journey. It's the wisdom of the church. I told this before, this story. When I attend a wedding with some, like, it's an Syrian Orthodox, and I told you before this, and we were fasting, the apostle fasts, and they are not fast, the Syrian, they are not fasting, only 3 days for apostle fast. And when I asked the monk, he was a monk, why are you not fasting only 3 days only for the apostle fast, he said, we changed already everything, and now we are very weak. The church, the church, they said, we are very weak now because we remove fasts. You can imagine that a mountain moved by fasting. Mountain. So that's why fasting is not like a heavy thing on our shoulders, burden on us. No, no, no. It's totally different. It's changed. And it's not because we are fasting, the church is fasting, so we should fast, yellow, let's go, and that's it. Or, for example, because the Abuna said we have to fast, and the church said, no, no, it's about something from inside me. Let's go, and today is the first week of treasures, but I'm going to go through treasures and what I should do during fasting, and what the benefit of fasting. Fasting changes the heart, not only change food. So the food is only about a doorway. It's
not, for example, like this is not 100% I'm changing food, because I can find easy cheese, dairy cheese, non-dairy cheese, for example. I have to change, I replace something. So I replace some food by another food. No, it's about, it's only a doorway for, the real fuss is interior, something from inside me. So since the fall, humanity has lived according to appetite. Right after the fall, the humanity lived according to appetite. I want, therefore I act. This is exactly what we are living. So I want, I act. Here is totally different. Fasting reverse the order. Teach, I choose God above my desire. Again. So during, after the fall, every time we see that I want, so I do, or I act. Something come to my mind. I wanted to eat now. I'm going to eat it. I have a desire to do this. I'm going to do. But in fasting, it's different. We reorder everything. So I choose God in first and above my desire. And when I fast, you're going to see something hidden inside you was revealed. Something revealed. I'm not attached again to anything. I discover how much we rely on comfort. So I change the routine, I change everything in my life, but again, when I'm changing, it's come to, I reveal something inside me hidden. Why? I'm going to read from Matthew. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So we're going to see in the next week, Jesus Christ, he was fasting to defeat temptation. When I fast, so I try to change something inside me. They said, for example, Abuna, you are only, we are changing food. No. If I stop on the plate, it's totally wrong. So I have to ask God to change my mind, to change my heart. I have to ask God, please, can you reveal what is bad inside me? Fasting is totally different. That's why this is what the St. John Chrysostom said. Fasting is a change of every part of our life. St. John Chrysostom said, fasting is a change of every part of our life. Not part of from a life, no, every single thing in my life. But again, if I stop in the plate, changing food only, so it's going to be hard. I will go through the journey of fasting without doing anything. I'm going to give you an example. You can imagine, for example, that as the same but it's different. You can imagine, for example, you're doing a diet. We want to lose weight. And after we did this program for you, by the end of this program, you're gaining weight more. So what the benefit of it? So what the benefit of going through the program, through the diet? And here it's not a diet. Fasting is not a diet again. Fasting is about spiritual light. Spiritual. I'm changing my life. Changing everything in my life. Every part of my life. So what I should do? For example, fast from ego. Not only from food. Fasting from emotion reaction sometimes. You know what? When I'm hungry, what I should say? Lord, what inside me needs healing? When I feel something, so I have to stop eating in the morning. So I'm going to go through this one, this part. But I have to ask myself in first, like, okay, if I'm hungry, I feel hungry. Oh, like, I have to ask myself, God, there is something I want to, like, please, Lord, what inside me needs healing? There's something. Another point, fasting restores the right order inside us. What is the order? God created the human spirit, mind, body. Now the order is disordered. The body comes first. Who is controlling the mind? And the spirit is down. So that's why when you go to pray, when we start to pray, we can't. For example, when we try to praise, I can't. My body is too weak, very weak. Why? It's not the body, the spirit is weak. Because the spirit is down, and the body now is what is controlling the mind. So sin, reverse the order. The sin, and not fasting, it's body, emotion, spirit. This is what exactly now we are living. So fasting restores the spiritual leadership. How? When I'm not giving the body everything, the body is going to be lighter, light a little bit. So I'm controlling, self-control. I'm self-control the body now. So now in my mind, so yeah, I'm hungry, but I'm controlling you. The difference between me and between the animal, that I can't control myself, the animal can't control. That's why God gave me the mind. But what is controlling the mind, the spirit or the body? So that's why I have to reverse. So the fasting, come back to the right order. Push me to the right order from the beginning of the humanity. Spirit, mind, body. So fasting trains the freedom. It says I'm not a slave to anything. I'm not talking about only food, everything. So it's not about food only. Again, so the food is, again, we started by, it's a doorway. Fasting is a doorway to go through everything. In Romans 8, verse 13, he said, if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Again, if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. This is liberty. St. Basil the Great teaches us on fasting. He said, fasting was ordained in paradise. Again, fasting was ordained in the paradise. So what I should do? It's about control. Control, first of all, the food, which is, as I said, the doorway to the fasting, but control many things. Control your phone. Make a time for using the phone. Scrolling hours by hours, reels by hours, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever. It's not now the devil changed his fight. The war is different. Before he come to you, for example, to sin, whatever the sin. Now it's easy to lose your time. Easy. You're gonna be alone, isolated with your phone, for example, for hours and hours, or for example, like games or whatever. So, and you losing time. Or I lose the time sometimes. For example, by phone, I call someone. For example, texting people. By hours and hours. So here is the difference. I have to change. Fasting now come to my mind. Okay, I'm changing food. I'm changing habits. I'm changing my habit. I'm controlling my food, control my phone, control my anger. Sometimes maybe I'm angry. I have to practice this small acts, for example, self-denial. Spiritual strength grows slowly but surely. So again, maybe you can say it's 55 days. Okay, yesterday, like or I think on Thursday you said. Yesterday too. First week is gone. I'm always saying that the Great Lent is so fast, goes so fast. And I don't want it to lose the this fast. I want it to gain some virtues. I want it to grow in my spiritual life. I want it to be more close to God. I want it to know Him more. That's why I have to use fasting more to not losing this fast. Another point, which is fasting creates inner space for grace. What? Yes. Make a space. We are often too full. Full noise, activity, distraction, desire. We have a lot in our life. The 24 hours I can be very, very, very busy, very noisy with activities, with distractions, with many things. Fasting empties space inside us. And when I have something empty inside me, the grace come to me. What the meaning of the grace? When I'm busy, when I'm full with the noisy, it's very noisy outside, like that, and it's noise inside me. So there is no space that God talk to me. I have no space to let God talk to me. I'm sorry, God, I'm so busy all the time. That's why I said to everyone to come to the confession, please take at least 15 to 20 minutes quiet time. Stop doing anything. You know what? Don't do anything. This is another thing for his prayer, like from prayers. It's not a prayer. No, only quiet time. Only you have an icon of Jesus Christ and look to it. If you are, for example, if you have like a kida taranim or alhaim khafifa khalis in the background and look to Jesus Christ icon, and that's for 15, 20 minutes, quiet. I wanted to have a space inside my heart to let the grace come inside me to talk. I can't see him. When I can't see him because I have no time. I didn't have given a time. That's why fasting. So when my mind is working like, yeah, I'm fasting, I have to give time to God. So the grace come to me. Matthew 5:8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Pure in heart. And purify heart. I have to starting by fasting. And fasting only not by food. Fast from sin, fast from bad habits, or unhealthy habit, I can say, to make me more go deep to God and see Him. Saint Isaac the Syrian said, the heart that is quieted from passions begins to see mysteries. Mysteries. Problem that we are living now a life of freedom and we have no control in anything. St. Isaac Caesarian said again, the heart that is quieted from passions begins to see mysteries. Silence is inside, open the vision. So what I should do? I have to protect my quiet time, as I said. I had to read the scripture slowly. It's not about, for example, like a scroll. You know what? And I read something about reading, for example, going through the Facebook, for example, and read something like that. It make your brain dead. There's some cells inside the mind, inside the brain, died due to the small things that you're seeing. You have no space now to go, for example, to read a long, for example, 30 minutes, or see a video for the 30 or 40 minutes. No, you can't. Or read a book, for example, you can't. Why the brain now is destroyed. So that's why I have back to the normal. When I open the Bible, I have to read slowly, not quickly. As a khalas. No. When I feel angry, for example, like I'm so hungry, like let hunger lead you to prayer instead of irritation. I'm hungry, so I pray. When I'm hungry, so I say Jesus Christ prayer. I will please different things. And I have to ask myself daily, what is filling my heart? What needs to be emptied? Another point, fasting without prayer is incomplete. fasting without prayer, it's incomplete. So I'm fasting only, I'm doing a diet. It's a diet only. No, no, with prayer. So when I'm fasting, as I said, I'm trying to, it's fasting empties inside me and the prayer fills inside. So what is that? When we remove the food and we do not add prayer, so we create dryness. It's going to be dry. We'll end it by so dry. So what I should do, I have to pray and fast. So I'm fasting, but I have to be companion with prayer to during the day. So for example, if I stop fasting, for example, like as we send already the program, the fasting program during the 55 days in which we should start it, should be started, like we stop eating from every week, we add one more hour. So if I feel hungry, so I pray. Again, this is very important. That's why in Joel 2, the second chapter, and verse 12, he said, "Return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning." St. Evren the Syrian, he said, "Fasting is a weapon, but prayer is a victory." Again, fasting is a weapon, yes, but prayer is a victory. What I should do? Can you please extend your prayer for 5-10 minutes more during fasting? I have to change. I have to add, not to remove. I have to add something in fasting. Fasting the change, that's why I have to add. Pray psalms more. For example, before you eat, when we fast and we're gonna start to eat, pray. Say to God, like, I'm not eating because I'm hungry. Only no, I'm eating because I should eat, but I need you to fill my heart before my stomach. Fasting leads to inner joy, not misery. Nowadays, like the people when we start the fasting, actually we are like, by the way, like we should enjoy بنقول كل سنة وانتم طيبين هنبتدي الصيام, like should be, but in the other side أبونا هنبتدي الصيام ومزعلانين والدموع هتنزل من عينينا كأن في عذاب هيحصل دلوقتي هنعذب الناس. No, it's not like this. Fasting leads to inner joy. Believe me, my beloved, like, then no, it leads everyone to an inner joy. It's totally different. Fasting, okay, the world thinks fasting produces sadness, as I said before, but the church knows that produces joy. When I control my desire, so I have a peace inside my heart. When I'm trying to be close to God, so I have the peace again to my coming back to my heart. So here is the joy. Try to do it for next week, for example, like pray more a little, more, a little bit, and try to talk to God and ask Him, please, can you reveal yourself to me? And I want to be close to you, okay? And you're going to see the peace is totally different. You'll change. Why? Because you have that peace inside you. So self-control, make myself, I can't control myself, so I have the joy inside me. In the second Corinthians, he said, my grace is sufficient for you. And St. Mercurius the Great, he said, where there is a struggle for God, there is a hidden joy. Again, St. Macarius the Great, he said, where there is a struggle for God, there is a hidden joy. I'll tell you easily what God is, I'm expecting that. Okay. For example, I fast. So I stop eating, I stop food. I stop eating even for time. And when I eat, so I eat something totally different, which is a vegan. So, and try to change myself. I try to ask God to help me. So what God is doing, like back. So He's looking off like to me, are you doing this for me? are you fasting for me? Fabol Rabbana, yeah, I'm doing this for you. I'm not doing for because of the church is saying to me to do this. So like God is like, are you sure? Are you doing this for me, Anna? You can't dash any Anna? This is like the least, the last, something small to give it to you. You give me a lot. You give me a lot in this life. I can't thank you about everything. So it's a small things. And I'm asking you only to be with me to change my life, to be close to you. So during fasting, expect a struggle for sure. But I have to refer to God. Notice growing inner calm. Thank God about everything. Believe me, when we thank God about everything, it's the life changed. So, what we finally do not enter the land casually. We're like Yalavina Adnan Sun. No, it's totally different. And do not count the day, how many days left. No. I'm saying that now, like, it's so fast. It's really, really run so fast. First week, Allah's no. And do not think about what I'm going to eat today. Recipes. So the problem that we're thinking now, like, yeah, we're going to have do this recipes with different recipes. But this Xiaomi, yeah, I'm looking to, for example, yeah, it's Xiaomi now, so I can, no, please. Do not reduce fasting only in recipes. And I have to ask myself some questions. What inside me must die so Christ may live? First question, again. First question, what inside me must die so Christ may live? The second question. What habit must weaken so virtue can grow? Again. What habit must weaken so virtue can grow? The third. What attachments must I surrender so freedom can rise? There's something attached to me. Must I surrender so freedom can rise? If I attach to the phone, I have to turn on the phone. If I am, for example, like my habit, I'm eating in the morning, or for example, I'm very angry. No, I have to train myself, okay, to control myself, to not be angry. So I gain another virtue. Something to die inside me, a sin. I'm doing always to let Christ live. The true fasting is healing of desire. Restoration of order, cleansing the heart, strengthening of the will, and return to God. And glory to God forever. Amen.
Creare son che non met me.
Truly we believe in one God, God the Father, the Pontifical Lord, Creator of heaven and earth, and all things.
Holy Son is more than a policy. O God, the great eternal who formed man in incorruption, and that which entered the world through the navy of the devil you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the air with a heavenly peace, by with the hosts of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to our men.
Pray for the perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic cases.
According to your goodwill, O God, fill our heart with your peace. Cleanse us from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil and telling death. And may all words of our master to meet one another with the holy kid, that without falling into condemnation, we may partake of your immortal heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord. The Lord be with you all.
And with your
spirit. Where are your heart?
We have them with
the Lord. Let us give thanks to the upon the lowly, who has created the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You are seated
before the angel, the archangels, the principality, the authority, the throne, the dominion, and the powers. You are here around and stand the cherubim full of saints' wings, praising continually without ceasing, sing.
Let us attend.